Superman goes out to my brother John Sabati. He is the Hawaiian Superman. Yes, indeed. This is your host, Ray I. Ray I Radio, coming to you from the bunker this morning, back from Hawaii. Aloha. Here with Matty G, the Vulgar Vogger, and Peanut. Having a great Saturday morning. A little Superman Hawaii. Boys and girls, I'm going to mess this up. Masada, I think it's called. It's a Polynesian donut with cream filled. We always get them on the island after turkey hunting with coffee. And they're always hot. You're supposed to be a hot masada, but I'm probably pronouncing that wrong too, John. But Vulgar, you got part of one because I had to cut the end off because my son took a bite out of it. Oh. And this traveled, Matty G here, this traveled all the way from Hawaii. It's a Polynesian donut. It's a cream filled that I look forward to every year on the island. And, you know, airplane rides in a couple days, you know, it's not going to be real fresh, but you'll get the idea. Those hot are unbelievable. We're going to play some hunts from you from Hawaii in our first hunt. One of the things that I did this time, I hear a lot from, you know, my editors and my boss, Mark Strand, but a lot of the public, and when I do these hunts and seminars and stuff, they say, but we don't sound like you on a mouth call. We can't do that. So I've got one hunt with a mouth call, but on this hunts, I used a box call and a pot call, a Hooks custom call, and used friction calls anybody can use. And this first hunt, the morning, the turkeys on the roost, the hens took them away. We was at 8,000 feet. We went down a little lower, did trolling, as John called it, and actually we explained the hunt at the end of it. Going to play the first hunt, my first turkey kill, where we got down and started the turkey and moved in. Here we go. Go ahead and play hunt number one with Ray. That's me breathing heavy. Loading the gun. Soft yupping. This is rough country, boys and girls. This is on a skid road. There he is. He come a long ways. That's Urkel Franklin you hear. Hear the birds? Of course, this is after I set up on him. You know, we got to condense so we can hear it on radio. And the calling is distorted and stuff because it's right next to the camera microphone. It's not how it really sounds. But called him all the way in. Started him with a box call, then went to the glass. Setting down between two logs, and John's up over my left shoulder. That's me moving the gun up.
Go ahead. Tickle.
Less than 15 yards when he came up in front of us. Right in our face. So then we load
here
up.
On the
and,
Big Island of Hawaii,
here we go.
My great friend, John Sabati, super guide. Our first morning out. Up on the mountain, it's great to be back. We just had a really cool hunt. We started early this morning. We heard our gobblers. The hens took them away. Beautiful morning. John calls it trolling. Did a little moving around, getting out, calling. Started this bird from a long ways. Thought we might have bumped him. Backed up, came around, kept calling, kept him gobbling. Got set up on this road. That was close. He come up right here out of this ditch. So we got our first gobbler here in Hawaii. It was a great hunt, and we'll be back. Just a little bit with more Midwest Outdoors.
Aloha, welcome to Holoholo, Hawaii. Today's hunt is spring turkey on the Big Island on Kealia Ranch. I'm here with my good buddy and turkey hunting mentor, Ray I from Missouri. We had a tough morning. We had some gobblers, about maybe 7-9 gobblers going off. Hens took them away, but that's what happens when you're early in the season. They're all henned up. So we did a little trolling. I call it trolling. Back home, you guys call it running gun.
Running gun.
We got this guy to answer Ray's box. Call about, I say a quarter mile away.
Yeah.
Close the gap. Called him. We thought we bumped him. He moved into the trees, made a circle. And then what I like to do, what I learned from Ray, is when you move in on a turkey, call. You sound like a hen trying to get to him, and that fired him up. And you wouldn't believe how fast it went down. I mean, he came through some rugged country, dips and hollows through the lava rocks, and he popped right up in our lap. And Ray's shooting a Mossberg, a 930, a semi-automatic. Great shotgun. Built-in muzzle brake, fine shooting shotgun. We made it happen, Ray. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, John. That was awesome, my friend.
So we did that hunt, and then we loaded up. We did the tailgate thing and ate some banana nut macadamia and chocolate chip bread that Susie, Mama, made the night before. Then we made a little cruised and went back down to Ray's Corner. He named the place Ray's Corner and hit a box call on this the next hunt, John's hunt, and then I closed in with the mouth call. Wait a minute. Is that John's? John's hunt? No, that's my second hunt. I need the John's hunt. John was with me in that. That's why that's like that. There should be one that's just a John hunt. Yeah, John Kill First Day. There it is. There it is. Mouth call. This is on a grass road, Ray's Corner. I actually called the hen. The hen came into the call, and the gobblers followed. Even though they gobbled, they were following the hen. Two gobblers following one hen. The hen comes in like 15, 20 feet from us. John killed the turkey about 20 yards. Wow, hear that? Listen to birds singing.
Which one?
You on them?
Yeah, which one?
Okay, I'm going to take them.
Okay.
One of them, right?
Okay.
And okay, now we got time for one more. We're going to play my second kill on Sunday morning. Same thing on daylight at the roost. We didn't do no good. We made the move set up on this turkey. Go ahead. It's the one you played earlier with John. Second, Ray, second hunt. Starting with a box call. Another grass road, just like in Missouri in the Ozarks years ago. Set up, but make it easier for the turkey to come to you. And you can't see him until you can kill him.
You see him?
This is right off the camera footage. This is unedited, Vogler.
I see.
This is us talking to each other. You won't hear this on TV. No. Again, the mic's too close to the calls. That's John.
I can see him, but you can't see him.
There's a big rock up there in the road on the left-hand side. He's right behind it. You see his fan and see his head.
See? Yep. Got him.
13 yards.
Let's go to him.
Hello, welcome to Holo Holo Hawaii. Today I'm hunting with my buddy from Missouri, good friend and mentor Ray I. This is our second day of the hunt. Yesterday, we had some pretty good action early in the season. You know how it goes, it's pretty tough. The boys got the girls. And the later part of the morning, Ray got a nice gobbler. This morning,
that'll be enough,
same
man.
Scenario.
We don't have to listen to anything if you need some time.
Three, four different setups.
What some great hunts, though, huh?
Took them away. We're looking for the lonely.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. My buddy and brother, John Sabati. Hey, we're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. We're going to visit with Mr. Murray Anderson, and then we're going to visit with Billy Smith. And with that, I hope you all enjoyed those. And sorry I butchered all the Hawaiian names. And we'll see you on the other side, baby.